This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome. We're sponsored by the Fish family, Linish Mispasi Bas Rabbit, Shlomo Ben Avram Alevi, Peo Bas Ruvain. Also, the Nishmas Dov Ben Chaim, Lufu Shalem, Feli Yomash Mechai Sar, Yaakov Ben Bas Yaleah, for the Schus of Avram and Yom Ben Nishma Mark Yudis and family, by Yol Klugman and family, Lufu Shalem, for every Dura'i Ben Rifka, and the Bas Chai Sar, Yitz Ben Tzim Ben Dusha, Rifka Bas Shivaleah, Shmuel Ben Yom Ben Shivaleah, Chana Bas Shashmina, Dvar Bas Shashmina, Yitz Mordechai Ben Esther Brachim, Ishmael Ben Esther Fadamea Ben Chai Sar, they should have Rufu Shalem, Yisek Shachar Yisar. We're up to Perek Beis, Mishnah Hey. So Kisui Kadei Yayin VeKadei Shemen. Remember, we said covers are not Mekabel Tumah if they're an earthenware keli, even if they have an interior, but it's not used. So Kisui Kadei Yayin, the covers for jugs of wine, VeKadei Shemen, and the covers for jugs of oil, VeKisui Chavyos Niyarais, and Neronian barrels, their covers, Tahirin. However, but if you made it, fashioned it, that it should also be used, that the interior should be used, then Tumayin. Kisui halafos. So the fos is like a supat, or a stupat. Bizmanshu nokiv, if the cover has a hole, sometimes it has a hole to let out the steam, or v'yeshloi chidud, or if it's pointed, so that it can't sit when it's turned over, tar. If it's not perforated, it doesn't have a point. Tame, why? Because she takes the vegetables from the soup, puts it in the cover, and strains it. Runki is, you know, some people take all the vegetables in the soup and they put it in like a net bag. And then afterwards, they take it out. That mass of vegetables is called a runki, and they mash it, and she mashes it inside that cover, so it has a use. So it's mekabel tumah. It's interesting. The next Gemara we have, the next Mishnah we have in today's daf as well, gistera, a piece of a keli, shenimtzis bakifshin, that was found in the furnace, a broken piece of keli. Actually, Nigmar Malachta, if it broke before the original keli was completed, then tahira, then the piece is tar, because only a shever keli of a keli could be mekabel tumah. But if it was never finished as a keli, then the broken piece is not mekabel tumah. Mishin Nigmar Malachta, if it broke off after it was a completed keli, tameya. If it could be used, there's a machlokes in the Gemara, but if it could be used for a purpose, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it has to be used for the same purpose. So, for example, a bowl that holds things, the keli has to be able to hold some porridge as well. But according to the Rabbanan, it's enough if it has some purpose. It's mekabel tumah. Now, this is the next piece, keli. As you know, this is Masechtas Kelim. So we're going to learn about all kinds of different kelim. Titrais. A titrais is really like a flower, that which they water flowers with. The titris was perforated on the bottom, and it had a narrow hole on the top. And when they wanted to keep the water in, they would place their finger on the top of the hole on top, causing a vacuum, and then the water wouldn't come out. And then when they get to the garden, they pick their finger away, and then the water comes out like from a salt shaker through the little holes. So Rabbi Eliezer bat Tzadik Matar. Rabbi Eliezer bat Tzadik says, since it doesn't have a solid bottom, it's tar. Rabbi Yaisi Matami. Rabbi Yaisi says, first of all, it's tamei, because since when you hold your finger there, it stays inside, that's enough to make it a keli. And secondly, Eishu Kamaitzi Prutais. It's those holes are not big enough. It comes out very, very thin. And the only time a hole is a problem, if it's bikinis mashka, if it's enough that liquid could go in, enter in, which these holes do not satisfy that tonight, that condition. We want to remind you that this evening we can't count Svira, like always. So last night was 42. Also, if anybody can help us out tomorrow night for the last late minion, we need people to help us out for the late minion, because we were like only 10 and then later on 12 last week. So anybody that could help us, please do so. Hanani ben Akasha, also the Pirkei Avos here this week for men and women, is at 6:20. Please join us.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.